stage, take y'all away from that beautiful Japanese city pop. But I'm trying to figure out the levels, because when I came in here, the levels, they were like all messed up, and they were like, it was in the yellow, and we don't like clipping. But then now my volume was just really, really low, and I don't want that either. I want y'all to be able to hear me. So yeah. But this is Grady, back with What Are We Doing Here Anyway? And yeah, what are we doing here anyway? I don't really know. I got some Midwest emo Wednesday morning for y'all. Yeah, I know, that's what everyone wants to listen to on their Wednesday morning. Some nice Midwest emo. But it's good for the most part, I promise. I have a love-hate relationship with Midwest emo, because I love the music, but it's a bad rap as, like, incel music, and I totally understand how they could get how that could be their, like, reputation, because I totally understand, because if you look at any of the lyrics, it's all very interesting, all very, like, mopey type stuff. It's odd, but I like the music, so we listen to it, and that's what's up. So, I don't have much else to talk about. I think next week, when I come here, I'm gonna have a guest on, so that'll be fun. I don't really have too much else to talk about. I guess I can sort of talk about, like, yesterday we had the, we had a, like, meeting for Arouse, social media team meeting for Arouse, too, and, I finally got up the video, the, like, supercut, like, edit of editor Julian's pie eating, and that was lovely. It came out really well, and I was very proud of it. I edited that, and I was sort of putting it off for a while, but then, like, Rosa was, like, asking me, like, where it was, and then Brady was also talking about how he used to, like, procrastinate editing and stuff. So then I was like, okay, this isn't a thing that only I'm doing, but I'm capable of completing this task. So then I sort of just grinded that out yesterday. I'm gonna see if I can make another edit with the pie eating stuff. Today, like, I don't know if I have much more, like, content out of it. We had a lot of videos. Like, one of the videos was just, like, a 10-minute long video, but that was just of, like, Sam, Mike, and Julian, the three people who were eating the pie. That was just of them just eating the pie. So it's, like, I don't know if that's necessarily something that, like, that is worth another TikTok, you know what I mean? It's literally just 10 minutes of them just eating pie. And I edited some of that into the like, supercut that I did over, like, Rock Show by Blink-182. But, I don't know how much else there is. I did do, like, post-game interviews with Mike and Julian and Sam. So, might have to take a little peek at those and see if there's some content there. I think there is some content there. I think that could be funny. Because Sam's interview was right next to, like, the women's bathroom, and he was, like, it was a poor spot to do an interview, but, like, we were blocking people from trying to get into the bathroom while I'm just interviewing this man who's, like, covered in pumpkin pie, and it was funny. Rumor has it that he threw up all of the pie that he had just consumed right after he was done. Like, he went into that bathroom and then just yacked it all up. He did not go into the women's bathroom. He went into the men's bathroom. Thought I should clarify. But yeah, so let's get started on this Midwest emo Wednesday morning with Tarot Cards by Saturdays at Your Place. Good song. I like the song.
We're getting off to a rough start. Saw you spill your drink from around the corner. You might think I'm awkward.
checking the time. Can we change the conversation? Can we make it about me? I'm always changing the station. She's always telling the stories. She said her friends don't like me. Well, I don't like me too. I get nervous at parties. It's harder to hide in a crowded room. But if you get to know me, I'll get to know you. You like my t-shirt, so I'll compliment your shoes. They're pulling out the tarot cards. I fucking hate this, I'll hide in the basement. It's not that it's basic, but I just can't take it. I'm just a replacement. Tonight I will be your entertainment. Watch me make it about me. I'm always changing the station. She's always telling her stories.
Good song there. I love that song. I think it's very good, and I think it's slept on. I tried to incorporate some happier songs too, because as I was going through this stuff, really a lot of Midwest emo music is just like really sad and very mopey. So I tried to include some songs that I thought were on the happier end. So I have coming up, I have Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans. I think that this one's pretty fun. I want to do Edward 40 Hands soon. I think that'd be fun. But even if it's not with 40s, if it were like with like Four Locos or something, I think that would be really fun. Maybe not even that, but like in a video game, of course, I want to do it. Not actually, but in a video game. But yeah, I think that'd be cool. I think it's very fun. I saw a really funny sketch about it and how it went, goes wrong, but I saw my friend who goes to Fordham, I saw him posting something about like him and his rugby team, and he posted a picture of it. Bro was very bold. He did not edit anything out, but it was just his hand taped to a bottle of Jack, and I was like, whoa, go off, I guess. So yeah, we got Edward 40 Hands coming up by Mom Jeans.
Sorry, it's just people are complaining.
So bad!
They want to know if you guys can maybe try tuning up again, or
no.
Play on the beat and just do it right.
No!
On you,
That is a dope song. I think it's pretty cool. That was Outer 40 Hands. Next up, we got Tom Holland Oats by Origami Angel. I think Origami Angel is kind of slept on pick when it comes to, like, Midwest emo. They're not necessarily, like, Midwest emo, but, like, they kind of are. Like, they're pretty Midwest emo, but their stuff is a lot more rocky, and it's a lot more uplifting, a lot less mopey, a lot less, Midwest emo-esque, I guess, and that's why I like their stuff. But so yeah, upcoming we got Tom Holland Oats by Origami Angel.
Share.
was Tom Hall and Oates. And yeah, I like the song. I think it's very good. Next up, we got If It Makes You Happy by Michael Sarah Palin. I love Michael Sarah. I think that he's dope. I didn't know that he had a band. No, I'm just kidding. I know this isn't him. But no, I like Michael Sarah. I think he's really cool. I recently watched Superbad again with some friends. Probably my 15th time of seeing that movie. And it was very good. It was very cool. But I have, like, a vivid memory of being in my, like, school that I grew up in. I went to, like, private Catholic school. And they I have a vivid memory of them, like, they would always do, like, election stuff. Like, who do you think will win the election? Bring in a can of soup and put it in one of the boxes for either, like, Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And then we can see who will win, like who the school thinks will win. Like, it was very interesting. But I remember there a vivid memory of like something with Sarah Palin, because I'm from Massachusetts, so I forget exactly what it was, but it was like a couple years ago or something. But I think it was either she made a presidential run or was like a in one of, like, the primaries or caucuses or something like that. I don't even know. But I just, for some reason, I associate Sarah Palin with, like, the third floor hallway of my school and the boxes that we would, like, put soup into that would be donated at the end of the count, at the end of the vote. So, yeah, I think that's very funny. And I think it's interesting. It's just odd. But, yeah. So, that's what's up. What are we doing here anyway? Next up, we got If It Makes You Happy by Michael Sarah Palin.
If it makes you happy.
That was If It Makes You Happy by Michael Sarah Palin. Next up, we got Catalina Fight Song by Joyce Manor. That's a good one. And then we have Self-Destruct by Origami Angel. I think I'm going to move. We got Danger Can't. Yeah. So we got Catalina Fight Song, Self-Destruct, and Danger Can't. Those three going in a row. I'll put them in a row. Up next. So, yeah. That's what you got. Enjoy.
Sunken city by the ocean. You can teach the seventh grade. Do you think because you chose to, you always don't let the way you're supposed to. I'll get talking to the ball. Through a bunch of what you're supposed to. We'll be right back.
That was a nice little run. So yeah, those songs are good. I just hit up one of my homies asking if he wanted to come in next week for our little power hour here on Wednesday mornings. And we'll see what he says. But yeah, I recently saw something about like where Hasbullah. I'm obsessed with Hasbullah. I love Hasbullah. I recently saw something that said that like Hasbullah was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. And that's just, that's an interview that I, like, really, really, really want to find. But I can't really find any, I just, like, can't find any, like, I can't find it anywhere online. I can't find the whole thing anywhere online. So, I don't know where it, like, is. I think it might be only on Facebook and only be for, like, Tucker Carlson folks. Which now would be unfortunate, but it's okay. There will always be, because I saw a clip saying that like Hezbollah just wants Russia and the U.S. to get along and doesn't want them to be fighting all the time. And I thought that that was very cute. Because it is cute. Next up we got Roses by Happy Case Scenario, and then we got some Front Bottoms. I'll probably interject at some point in between there. Oh my god, one that I totally forgot to put in the queue. I lied. Next up, we have Never Meant by American Football. The song goes crazy. I think that the song is very cool. And then we have Roses by Happy Case Scenario, and then we got some Front Bottoms for y'all. But yeah, that's what we got going on. So this is Never Meant by American Football. Thank you. Never Meant by American Football, an absolute classic. Apparently that song's time signature is like insane. It's like, well, let me see if I can find it. Never Meant time signature. Searching up on my phone. 12:08 time or 6:04 time. Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I find that very interesting. I guess that is why they call it math rock, you know? They got, like, a bunch of crazy freaking time signatures and weird progressions and stuff. Yeah. Anywho, next up we got Roses by Happy Gay Scenario.
I just need to say some things I never got to ask. But how come I'm stuck in the same place? And you moved on so fast. Well, I guess I cared more. But you don't have to remind me, 'cause you're so perfect at walking away from me at the worst possible time. And I wonder how that talk outside is going. I wonder what they're talking about, if they're talking at all. Wonder how that talk outside is going. I wonder what they're talking about, if they're talking at all. And I can't handle my liquor, but you can't handle the truth. I burn my finger on a lighter. It smells like rose petals in my room, and our frame got a little bit bigger. I know I'm not the only guy in this picture, so hear me out. I'm not that stupid. You're so creative. All your excuses. And I wonder how that talk outside is going. I wonder what they're talking about, if they're talking at all. Wonder how that talk outside is going. I wonder what they're talking about, if they're talking at all. I doubt they're even talking at all. Can't handle my liquor, but you can't handle the truth. I burn my finger on a lighter. It smells like rose petals. And I can't handle my liquor, but you can't handle the truth. I burn my finger on a lighter. It smells like rose petals in my room. And our frame got a little bit bigger. I know I'm not the only guy in this picture, so hear me out. I'm not that stupid. You're so creative with all your excuses. And I wonder how that talk outside is going. I wonder what they're talking about, if they're talking at all.
That's a good song. Okay. And then next up, what I got for y'all is I got Tie-Dye Dragon and Twin Size Mattress by the Front Bottoms. We're just going to go back to back with these ones. So, yeah, these ones are a little happier. That previous song, Roses, I think it's a cool song. It sounds nice, but it's, again, I think it's just very mopey and stuff. So, yeah. But here are the Front Bottoms.
After, 'cause Jack